Well, this Saturday is the Scituate annual town election, and one longtime Scituate selectman, Sean Harris, not running again. He'd been serving on that board for over two decades. Now there are two contenders for that seat, Robert Dwyer, who we had on yesterday, and today we welcome Andrew Goodrich. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much. Good morning.
Good morning. Now, when people run for selectman, I know they usually have a couple things in their mind that they want to get started on right away. What would your three big initiatives be if you were to win this seat in the Scituate election for selectman?
Yeah, so it's definitely going to be just facing the financial uncertainty of what's going to happen because of COVID. And the second would be to address the brown water issue that my family personally has suffered with for many, many years. And then also just dealing with bringing families and businesses through this financial crisis and making sure we can get some people back to work and help our local business community.
Do you have some ideas on what kind of initiatives that you would like to start? I know you've identified the problems. What would be the way that you would start to tackle some of these issues?
Yeah, so, I mean, speaking with the local business leaders, there's certainly some things such as closing down parts of the town and quickly getting permits so they can have outdoor seating if you're a restaurant. So part of our downtown on Front Street, that's going to be very key and important. And also part of North Scituate needs sewer, and so making sure that we can do that for both the short term and long term. But also there are folks that are just either out of work or can't get daycare, and so if there are things, if you have an employee who maybe can't come to work because they don't have child care, that's going to be difficult. And so we have to find creative ways to make sure that we're supporting the business community and families so they can get back to work and we can come through this together.
What about communication? Yesterday, your opponent said there seemed to be a problem with getting information out to the public from town officials. There seemed to be a lack of good communication. Do you agree with that?
So I do agree with that, and one of the things I did last year is I actually created an Alexa skill, an Alexa app for people who have one of those devices, so people can report brown water issues. So I helped create that, did the code, and there's other more creative ways we can do to use technology to make sure that we're going back and forth. So I think there is room for improvement there.
And anything else you want to add quickly to that you think people in Scituate should know about you and your candidacy for selectman?
Yeah, I think just basically I really want to make sure that Scituate stays affordable. And just to remember that you can only vote till 2 p.m. tomorrow at the high school. So the hours are less. So only up till 2 p.m. tomorrow. But if anything else, please check out my website, goodrichforselectman.com.
Thank you very much. And again, that's Andrew Goodrich running for the Board of Selectmen in the town of Scituate. We'll be back right after this.